Well, now, this is a lovely story that's been in the news this week. Now, Dumbo the elephant may have been able to fly, but he was fictional. And now, a team of German, US, Korean, and Sri Lankan researchers believe they may have found an elephant that can talk, or at least make vocal sounds that convincingly resemble human speech.
So who is this amazing elephant and what can he do?
Well, this talented animal is called Koshik. He's a 22-year-old Asian elephant who was born in captivity and moved to Everland Zoo in South Korea when he was just 3 years old. But he's been the only elephant in the zoo since 1995. And writing in the journal Current Biology this month, Angela Sturger and her colleagues recorded clips of Koshik making unusual noises, which his trainers thought sounded like Korean words. So they played them to 16 different native Korean speakers to see if they could pick out words which he was apparently saying. Now, the scientists found that Koshik can imitate at least five Korean words pretty well, including hello, which is annyeong, no, which is annyeo, and sit down, which is anja. Though his vowel sounds are apparently much better than his consonants, and we've actually got a clip here of Koshik's trainer saying annyeong, or hello in Korean, followed by the elephant himself.
Annyeong.
Hello.
Well, yeah.
Not too bad, is it? I think I can understand that, not that I speak Korean or anything. But how does he do it then? How does the elephant make those noises?
Well, elephants' mouths are very different from our own. Their vocal tract is much longer than ours. They make very different sounds in different ways. But to imitate the sound of human speech, Koshik actually puts the tip of his trunk into his mouth to change the shape of his vocal tract. And this has never really been seen in an elephant before. And the only other animals that are known to change their vocal tracts in this way are orangutans, who use their hands or they use leaves to change the sounds that they make.
So why would the animal want to imitate the person? It's not that common to hear of elephants doing the equivalent of your parrot, is it?
Well, not really. This is the first time someone's documented an elephant mimicking human speech, although there's some unconfirmed reports of an elephant in Kazakhstan that can apparently say Russian and Kazakh words. But there's a few other animals. Obviously, you mentioned birds. We know that minor birds and parrots can talk. But there's also a lovely case of Hoover the seal, who was taught human phrases by a fisherman.
Why is he called Hoover?
I've no idea. And a beluga whale called Lugosi, who could say his own name. But actually, it's interesting that attempts to teach chimps to talk or to imitate our speech have actually failed, even though their vocal apparatus is really similar to our own, suggesting it's not what you've got, it's basically what you do with it that counts. It's something to do with the way your sound perception and production pathways work. But as to why an animal might want to imitate human speech, it's kind of hard to know because they can't tell us. So the researchers suggest that the fact that Koshik was reared in captivity, he's been the only elephant in the zoo for a long time, that might have something to do with it. And in the wild, animals, including elephants, they mimic each other's vocal sounds as part of forming social bonds and groups. So maybe he's just trying to bond with his keepers.
How touching. Most of the time they do that by stealing their peanuts, don't they?
I think so.